Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. I'm Bruce Fisher. Thanks for tuning in. Also known as Aloha Bruce, by the way. Thanks for tuning in. We got a great podcast for you today. We're going to be talking about how to have a Hawaii vacation without a car. I know that we most of the time recommend it, but I want to get into this today because we have been getting several calls about this, just lately it seems, and I want to cover it and give you some options if that's your plan if you're traveling to Hawaii. Of course, this podcast is not hosted by a wannabe social media influencer or somebody that doesn't know anything about booking a Hawaii vacation. It's a different kind of podcast. I'm your host. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We've been doing this for 22 years. We're Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at hawaii-aloha.com, or you can just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We'd love to help you plan your next Hawaii vacation. That's all we do here. We specialize it, and we know the destination really well because all of us either live here or have been here most of our lives. And that makes a difference because we get calls from folks and emails from people all the time that want to reach out to somebody that's here in Hawaii to book their Hawaii vacation. And there's a couple reasons for that. I think it's just in general, no matter where you go, I think it's best to use travel advisors or people in those locations that specialize in those locations. A lot of us who have been in the travel business now are really just in niche sort of fields because it's so broad, the whole travel industry. It's very difficult for a travel advisor to know everything about every destination. So a lot of us focus on individual, you know, places, you know, niche locations that we know very well. So get involved. We'd love to hear from you. Also check out our Facebook page, Hawaii Aloha Travel, and get involved with us over there as well. Okay, let's get into it. You know, most of the time when you're talking about coming to Hawaii, you're trying to decide which island to visit. And it comes up very often that you need a car. And need is kind of an interesting word because you do need a car if you are going to be exploring and experiencing the islands and doing a lot of things on your own. And it's also just lends itself to that. I mean, Hawaii in itself is a place that you want to explore. It's a place that you want to immerse yourself in. But what if you can't do that? You know, what if you're an older couple? What if you don't drive? We've had both spectrums here. You know, I've had couples that are older that they just don't want to drive. They prefer tours. They prefer getting picked up at the hotel, you know, and taken on tours. And, you know, when a lot of exotic destinations, they have people like Trafalgar and some of these other big names that put together these tours where you go with a group and you experience a destination. Well, we don't have that here. Hawaii really isn't an all-inclusive destination. So what if you're one of those people that don't really want to drive? Is it possible? Is it really feasible to do a Hawaii vacation and not have a car? Well, I'm here to tell you that one of the things we do here is all-inclusive packages where you don't need a car. But we also have just a la carte packages where we put together complete itineraries that don't necessarily have to have a car. Now, it really depends on your personal situation. Like I mentioned a little earlier, if you're older, or maybe somebody has mobility challenged, then it makes sense to try and do Hawaii without a car. And can you do that on all islands? I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You just got to know how to do it. And I've recently put together two packages for folks that did not want a car. And that's kind of the reason that I brought it up, actually, because one gentleman, they're a retired couple, they're living in Nevada. They came to me and they wanted to do, you know, they just didn't want a car. I explored the idea with whether or not he wanted to drive, but they're in their late 60s and they just said, no, we don't want a car. We're not driving. So you can do it. Think about it. You know, of course, and by the way, this person did all the islands. You know, he's doing all four islands, and he's doing that over, 2 weeks, okay? So we split it up, you know, Oahu, Maui, Big Island, and Kauai. And on Oahu, everybody knows that on Oahu, you don't really need a car because there's so much transportation and there's a lot of activities. And then he is going over to Kauai and the Big Island and Maui. So on Maui, you know, we put him in a destination over on the, we put him on the west side over at the Hyatt, and we bundled in tours. There are several good bus tours that will pick you up at your hotel and bring you to, there's a big, there's a full like Circle Island Maui tour that takes you also, and there's also a sunset tour, and there's also a Hana tour. And one is a big bus, one is like a medium-sized bus, and they include lunch, and it includes everything that you need to know about traveling around the island, and you do it as a group. That's the thing. Now, keep in mind, when you do these bus tours and you do the local tours, you're not going to have a car, so you're not going to be traveling around the island. So you want to make sure that you're located in a place that's next to shops, restaurants, a little bit of nightlife, things to do. So if you're going to be staying on the west side in the Whalers Village area, Ka'anapali, it is very, there's plenty to do there. And if you're only staying for three nights, four nights, you know, it's possible, you know, we'll have transportation from the airport to the hotel. In this case, it was the Hyatt, and they're going to stay at the Hyatt. It's close enough to everything there. They're also going to be able to do tours from there, which are no problem. Now, the thing to think about is when you are doing a vacation like this, where you're not going to have a car in Hawaii, you're going to be spending a lot more time at the hotel. And that means, you know, budgeting for it, because obviously everything around the hotels and in the hotels are more money. They're, you know, they're jacking up the prices. So you got to make sure that you're budgeting for the fact that you're not going to be at all traveling around in a car. There's also things to do on some of the islands, like in Maui, you can get around a little bit with Uber and Lyft, but it's not as prominent. And you would just really be staying, I would say it makes sense to either stay on the west side or the south side. But I think for something like this, if you're going to be a couple looking for a Maui trip, and this would go for anybody who wanted to do a Maui trip without doing any other islands. Over on, of course, on Oahu, it makes it real easy. No problem. We can bundle tours. And you get to really see everything that everybody else sees when you do this. You know, if you want to luau, you want to go ziplining, you want to do ATV, you want to go you on a helicopter, you know, then you do this stuff. So, but you can also strategically plan so that when you're on each island, you're not planning, over planning too much. So in the case of doing maybe one island and not having a car, I would bundle in two, maybe three activities, and the rest of the time you're really relaxing at the hotel. So over on the Big Island, in fact, he's going to the Big Island, we got the transfers, no problem. But if you're going to go to the Big Island and you don't want a car, you must stay, in my opinion, you must stay in Kona, because Kona Town has shops, restaurants, you can walk around, there's things to do there, and it's really lends itself more to somebody that's not going to be leaving that area very much. When the cruise ships come in, that's where they go. Everybody goes to Kona, and it has a little more feeling of a small town in a sense. And there's museums, there's tons of things to do right there in Kona Town. So if you're going to be going to Big Island, Kona Town, and then we bundle in a volcano tour. We bundle in a waterfall tour if you want, and these all provide transportation to and from the hotel. But again, just keep in mind, in between this, you are really at your hotel. You're not really exploring on your own. And this is also very good. This kind of itinerary without a car is also good for solo travelers. That was the other person that I'm working with on a multi-island vacation without a car, because she's solo and she doesn't want to drive and she likes to be with other people. And, you know, that's just fine. These bus tours and the medium, just, you know, the bus tours that we offer, you know, we try to pick the ones that we know about. In fact, all of the ones we choose are ones that we have experience with, but maybe you want to do more of a semi-private tour, maybe with a small bus tour, and we can kind of modify your itinerary depending on your needs, but it certainly is possible. So on the Big Island, Kona is the area. They're doing the helicopter spectacular, which I always recommend if you're going to the Big Island, if you can afford it. It's about $700 a person, but they take you to a private waterfall. They take you over all across the entire island. If there's lava flowing, you will see it. But to me, seeing the Big Island, if you only have one thing to do, doing it by helicopter over the entire island, seeing how there's 10 of the 13 climates in the world, it's just spectacular. And going into a private waterfall, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So there's a lot you can do. And you can even, you know, luaus are very popular in all these places. So right in Kona, there is a luau. So I think we have a luau for him one night. And doing that helicopter spectacular helicopter with Blue Hawaiian helicopters, by the way. So what else? Okay, so now Kauai is a little more challenging because there's a lot less tours available. And so, you know, Kauai is you've got to be careful with Kauai. So I say that if you're going to be doing Kauai, we put you more towards the center of the island on the east side. And we do have a few really pretty good tours. There's a movie tour that we bundle in. And then there's a private Secret Circle Island tour that we bundle in. So there's a couple of really good options. But again, on Kauai, I mean, if there was one place you would try to rent a car, even if you're doing this, it would be Kauai. So each of the islands have an opportunity for you to visit if you don't want a car, but you got to do it right. And we have plenty of options for you. And if this is something that you want to do, and the other thing important is for groups. You know, if you got a group, you're not going to all be renting cars. So group travel and group movements become interesting. And you got to be really careful if you have a group of people, maybe any more than 10 people. It's going to be a challenge to figure out how to do it without a car, but it can be done. And I would probably say if you have a group, you probably want to be most likely you want to come to Oahu or Maui. But each of the islands have options for groups, and we can always work with you and work with the kind of traveler that you are and see how we can help you do that. But you can do it, you know, and it's really a lot of fun. And that's one of the reasons why we have these all-inclusive packages on our website. Now, the all-inclusive packages that we offer really kind of try to include as much as possible. And it's not necessarily cheaper to do our all-inclusive packages, but it is more convenient for some folks because we actually include meals. And this is, you know, something that people have asked for all the time. It's, you know, the big buzzword in the industry is all inclusive. But for Hawaii, Hawaii is an a la carte destination. So you really can't have the experience that you would have in Mexico or the Caribbean here in the islands. But we do have these all inclusive packages. It includes your breakfasts, your dinners. We bundle in all the fees, we bundle in all the transportation and the tours. And the other thing is, with those particular packages, we are kind of limited on which of the hotels we use because we're bundling in the meals, and these meals get vouchered. And so we have to have arrangements with those hotels in order to provide those all-inclusive packages with the meals. But it's definitely doable. And for those of you who were, you know, maybe you just don't feel comfortable coming to Hawaii and driving around. Some people just don't like it. This is definitely an option and something that you can do and something that we do here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. So hopefully this helps you out. Hopefully this gets you on the track. And if you were thinking about doing it now, if you're going to be doing something without transportation, make sure, and you're going to do multi-island, make sure that you have enough time to do it. Otherwise, I would say just do one island. If you're going to do two islands, make sure that it's at least 8 days, you know, 8 nights, 9 days, or, you know, it's 7 days, seven nights, 8 days, you know, make sure that you have enough time, that we've bundled in enough time for you. That's the other suggestion that I have for that. And of course, when you do an all-inclusive package, it does save on a lot, some of the hassle or some of the thinking that you have to worry about, you know, like, where am I going to eat? Even though food here is so plentiful, it's like, that's like one of the best things about Hawaii is our food and the choices you have. And no matter what island you go to, you'll have plenty of places to eat. Don't worry about that. It's really, really, It's not a problem. There's tons of options for food here in Hawaii. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up. Hope that helps you out. Don't forget to check out our website, hawaii-aloha.com. Our sister site for tours, secret Hawaii tours located on Oahu and Kauai. And get over to our Facebook page. That's really the only social media vertical we use. We're a little bit on the others, like Threads and Instagram a little bit. And you can always just reach out to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Oh, don't forget that if you want a great deal, we do have our condo at the Luana Waikiki Hotel and Suites. It's just like a hotel room, but it's got a kitchenette. It's beautiful. It's only $169 a night. That includes all your tax, no resort fee, and it's just a great deal, and it goes fast. So if you're hearing this podcast and you're coming to Oahu, reach out to me, and we'll give you this podcast deal, $169 a night for the Luana Waikiki Resort and Suites. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I'll say aloha and mahalo.